But my mom and I were in the movies when the riot started.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
When Dr. King got killed.
You were in the movies on U Street.
Had to take her to the dentist.
I had went to the dentist. I was like, what, 16?
I guess so.
And they came in the movies and they said, the king is dead. The king is dead. And we were so afraid. And back then, years ago, you could park. We was parked right outside.
We had to run across the street. No,
well, the car was across the street.
I pushed you in on it to get on.
And my father was here worried about us because we had that Safeway behind us and they had started to riot.
So they were... I didn't realize the riots came this far down.
Oh yes.
They got their groceries. Every time you see them, they come through the alley with a bunch of stuff.
They're coming through this alley right here.
Yeah.
Right behind us.
When I was a child, that alley looked humongous. It looked so big. Because I would ride my bike through there.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to stop.
And I know the police and the authorities were kind of slow to react to the riots.
Well, it was so much going on because U Street was a disaster.
Columbia Heights, H mm-hmm. Street, Northeast.
U Street, we came out and it was just, I just instantly started crying. I was like, what is going on, Ma? And she said, come on, let's go home. And, you know.
Well, what did you see when you came out of the movie theater?
They busted windows and set fires and coats and things.
And cars was hit, had bricks thrown at them and everything. It was sad.
And what made it sad, they should have went downtown. If they were so mad at the white man, they should have went down to Garfinkel's and went down to all these stores. No, they took where black families lived over top of these stores. And they didn't have no place to go.
And then they never came back up.
No place to go.
Was there a corner store here at that time?
Oh, Mr. Rosenblum.
Every corner.